Amen. It is a blessing to stand before you. Amen. It is also a blessing to not be underneath the weather. Amen. Sometimes it sneaks up on you and it gets you and then it'll knock you down. But I thank God that I recovered. Amen. Amen. It's a blessing to recover. Amen. Sometimes you have to pray over yourself and speak it. Even though you got the symptoms, but you still got to speak it. Amen. You got to say it. Amen. Scripture reading is coming from Psalms 19. Psalms 19. And I'm just going to read the 14th verse. When you have it, can you acknowledge by saying amen? Hear a few pages turning. Give them a moment. Psalms 19. I'm reading from the King James Version. Verse 14. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Amen. For the reading of God's word. Amen. I kind of want to pick up where I left off. I want to really, you know, I want to encourage you all this morning. I mean, a lot of times we don't get encouraged like we should. Amen. I believe Barnabas was known as an encourager. If you read on him, I believe his name is Son of Encourage. But we need to encourage one another. We need that. We can put down on people real quick. You know, I was as I talk and minister to people, you know, especially couples, I always tell couples, I said, if you say five things bad about your spouse, say five things good to bring them back up. Amen. Because if you can tear them down, you ought to be able to build them back up as well. Amen. We just can't just feed negative, negative, negative and not put anything positive. I mean, don't nobody want to hear anything negative all day long. At least, I know I don't. Amen. But we need to understand, let the words of our mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in the sight of God. My strength and my redeemer. The words we speak are very, very important. Believers should not haphazardly say whatever comes to their minds. The word of God has much to say about our words and how those words affect us. The words of our mouth have a lot to do with the meditation of our heart, and the meditation of our heart has a lot to do with the words of our mouth. And both of these can either be acceptable or unacceptable to God. So, do you want the words of your mouth to be acceptable to God? Because I know I do, and that's what David is saying. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in the sight of God, my strength and my redeemer. So this verse references the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart. Meditation means the murmuring of the heart. David presented even the softest and gentlest utterance of his heart to the Lord. So we should strive to have our meditation, the words, be acceptable in the sight of the Lord. The words you speak affects your heart. Shall I know that? The Greek word for heart is cardia. That's where we get the English word cardiac. It means the thoughts or feelings, and it references the mind. Many times when the Bible talks about the heart, it's referencing the thoughts, the feelings, and the mind. You know, people may say, well, I don't know what you're talking about, Pastor. You know, it doesn't affect my heart. Well, let me say something to you that you don't like and watch your heart rate start racing. You follow me now? Your heart rate will start going, and next thing you know, you know. let me speak this. This is not anything medical, but let me say this: that fighting blood start pumping through you, amen. Your heart start pumping that fighting blood in you, and all of a sudden, your fists start going like I'm just saying. What you say to somebody does affect the heart. If you say "I love you," watch it make that person melt. You see what I'm saying? The right moment at the right time. Let me say this. What you said to your spouse is what got you married, right? You understand what I'm saying? It's how you said it and what you said. It affected that individual. You follow me? So the Hebrew word for the heart means the feelings, the will, the intellect. It also means the center of something. For example, when someone refers to the heart of the tree, they're talking about the very center of the tree or the very core of the tree. David is saying, let the very core of me, let my thoughts, let my feelings, let my emotion, let my intellect, let all these things be acceptable in your sight, Lord. So, what you say affects your heart. Several things influence the heart. First, the heart is influenced by words. Words affect the hearts of man. Words affect the cardia, our thoughts. Words affect our feelings, desires, affection, perception, imagination, and our understanding. Words can cause grief or joy. Words even affect our conscience. You can understand why God keeps emphasizing in his words so much about the words of our mouth. If the people you associate with are negative or bad influence, they will not speak words in line with God's word, and consequently, your heart will be affected by it. When somebody start coming to me, and when somebody comes to me and they start talking to me and they say some things to me, you know, and about, you know, the word of God, immediately, because I understand and I know God's word, my heart already knows whether to accept it or not, because I know if it's God's word. Y'all follow me? You'll know if it's God's word, because God's words will reach the heart. And if you study God's word, you know his voice. Amen. It was one of those things where it was years ago, someone was talking about my mother and her sisters. And they made a comment and said, your sister said this and that. And the sister was like, no, they didn't say that. And they was like, yes, they did. They was like, no, they didn't. They said, first of all, that sister wouldn't say that. And then they said, if that sister did say it, she would have said it this way. So in other words, it's knowing the individual. See, when you know someone and you know their character, your personality, you know what they're capable of saying. So they had to correct the person who was trying to tell them what was being said about them, and they understood and they immediately recognized the untruth in what they were saying. That is the same way we ought to be as Christians. When we hear somebody say something to us, we ought to be able to identify, is it God's word or if it's just somebody running off at the mouth? We ought to be able to identify that real quickly. That's why a lot of these salespeople and a lot of these people get caught up in this fraud, because they're not listening. They're letting somebody just run off at the mouth. Meditation of the word daily. We need to meditate on God's word daily. No question asked. We need to be meditating on God's word daily. Meditation in the word daily causes your heart to be acceptable to God. Your heart needs to be repaired every day with the word and not just on Sundays. Amen. We don't need to just be on, come to church on Sundays and get the word. We need to be meditating on God's word daily. We need a constant renewal. The Holy Ghost will lead you in the Word of God. The Word of God is anointed by itself. Amen? It's anointed by itself. It'll make you shout when you start reading it. There's a lot of times I had to get myself together before I come out here because the Word of God had already got a hold of me. So I have to calm myself down before, so I can present it to you where you can understand God's Word. Amen? I understand we like the shouting and all that type of stuff, but I got to get it together to teach you. Amen? So you can learn something. Amen? Amen? There's nothing wrong with shouting. Don't get me wrong. I'm not knocking it. I'm saying, but people need to hear the Word. Amen? You done got it, but they need to get it. That's how that works. You enjoying it, let us enjoy it. Amen? The Bible says, son, forget not my law, but let thy heart keep my commandments. For the length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck and write them upon the table of thy heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God. The words of my mouth, David is saying, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable to you. What are you saying and what are you continually to say every day that affects your heart? That is your thoughts, your emotion, your intellect, your very center, your very core. We have to watch our association because they affect our heart. The words of your mouth will have a lot to do with what will happen with the meditation of your heart, and the meditation of your heart have a lot to do with the words that come out of your mouth. The meditation of your heart and the words of your mouth can be acceptable or unacceptable to God. It's your choice. That is your choice. See, our words, listen to this. Our words can direct us and others. Amen? Our words can direct us. Your words have the power to direct people to Jesus or away from Jesus. It's how you present it. It's how you use the Word of God. You can direct or you can redirect. Amen? Our words have tremendous influence and control over our lives. Where you are headed in life, where you where are you going to in the next 10 years? Listen to your conversation. You can tell the folks that are getting ready to retire because they're talking about what? Retirement. Amen? They're talking about where they're going. And they're speaking it. They're saying it to themselves. And they're letting themselves know that this is what we're going to do. Amen. You talk to yourself. You tell yourself, and what you say, you become you start acting on that. Am I right? Because you're speaking that. You saying, "Oh, I'm going to retire." You letting your body know, "We ain't gonna keep going on this job. We gonna shut it down. Cause we gonna go. We gonna stay at home in the bed. We gonna get up when we feel like getting up." You follow what I'm saying? So what I'm saying, the words of your mouth is speaking to what you want. We shape our words and then our words shape us. James said the tongue is small, it's tiny, but it is very powerful. And it has a strong impact. So I'm sure you all heard someone say you're going to eat those words. I know I ate some of them. It may not sound like a phrase to us, but in the reality, we do eat our words. We say, what we say not only affects others, but it also affects us. Because we put it out there, now we have to eat it too. Words are wonderful when used in a proper way. Amen? They can encourage, edify, and give confidence to the hearer. A right word spoken at the right time can actually be a life-changing experience for someone. Say the right thing at the right time. It could be a life-changing experience. We can literally increase our own joy by speaking the right words. That's why David encouraged himself. He couldn't find nobody else, so David encouraged himself. You have to speak it to you. I'm telling you, it's personal. You have to speak it to yourself. If this person won't say nothing good about you, this person won't, then hey, the word of God is for you too. Speak it. That's why he danced out of his clothes. He wasn't worrying about nobody. He got caught up in God. So here's what's happened when we speak. The words that come out of our mouth, listen to this, it comes out of our mouth, go into our ears as well as other people, and then they drop down into our soul where they give us either joy or sadness, peace, or it upsets us depending on the type of words that we have spoken. So when you think you're just speaking words, those words are going out, but it's also going into your ears and it's going down into you. Y'all remember that. When we understand the power of words and realize that we can choose what we think and speak, our lives can be transformed. Y'all know that? It could be transformed. It's dependent on how you speak to your situation. God desires that our spirit be light and free so it can function properly, not heavy and oppressed. We can learn to choose our thoughts to resist wrong ones and think on good, healthy, and right ones. Where the mind goes, the man follows. And it also can be said, where the mind goes, the mouth will follow too. So when we understand the power of words and realize that we can choose what we think and speak, our lives, again, can be transformed. Plan to say something positive. God has given his children a new nature. We have a new identity. And we are taught to daily renew our mind and attitude. Having a positive outlook on life and speaking positive words can have a great effect on you. Reason why a lot of people are down and out and depressed is because they're not having anything poured into them positive. They're constantly having something negative poured into them. I've heard a lot of children say that their parents say to them, "You ain't gonna be nothing." Wow, that is harsh. "You ain't going to be any better than what I am," and things like, I mean, these are things that we are speaking to our children. Let me say this. When you get up in the morning, if there is something you need to attend to that day that you're not looking forward to, you can say, "I dread this day. I can't stand this day. Ugh." Or you can say, "Lord, the Lord will give me strength today to do whatever I need to do and do it with joy." Now, which of these two statements do you think will better prepare you for the day? The one you say, "Oh, man, I'm dreading this. I don't feel like it." Or, "God is going to give me strength to carry me through this day. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. I don't care how it comes to me, it ain't going to work." Which one you want to use? Amen? I'll take the latter, just in case you didn't know. As we have seen, we eat our words, and we can say our words are food for our soul. Anyone who wants to be healthy is careful to choose quality food that will provide good nutrition. Yeah, I know sometimes when, I know, and I'm going to say this, you know, I love my family. You know, we have Sunday dinners. One time we said, "Hey, we're going to eat healthy." So we all had light food, salad. And I'm going to tell you, none of us were sleepy, but we were still hungry. And we started looking at each other. I don't know if somebody was looking at me as a hot dog or what, but all I know is that we were mad. But we tried it, but we didn't like it. What I'm saying is, man, we wanted to eat some stuff. Because your body was craving it. It wants it. It enjoys it. It likes it. But the healthy stuff is what you're not wanting to do. Amen? But it's better for you. This is the same thing we need to do in our lives. The word of God is good for you. A lot of people don't want to read it, but it is healthy for you. Amen? You got to spend time alone. So, how to get more joy out of our life? Your words may not be the cause of all of your problems, but they can cause a lot of them. And they should be given a good deal of consideration when we are looking for the answers to the problems we encounter in our lives. Amen? One thing is for sure, speaking negatively could hurt you, and speak positively never will. Amen? So why not go with the positive and see what kind of results you get? Let's try that. Because if we always speak in negative, then negative things. Here's for example. People say, I never get married. Oh, I never. Or they say stuff like this. You know, if it's going to happen, it's going to happen to my son. Watch what I tell you. Watch what I tell you. It's going to happen to him. Okay, you just spoke it. So, yeah, it's going to happen to him. Because you just spoke it. How about reversing that and saying it ain't going to happen to him? If it's something negative and bad, you follow what I'm saying? You just spoke that. Now, people say, all right, you know what, Pastor? That's good pulpit talk. You know, that's good when you're speaking behind a podium and a mic and you're saying these type of things to us. Yeah, that's good. But in reality, Pastor, that stuff don't work. It does. Let me show you. Let me give you an example. Y'all follow me. Is this turned on? Okay. I'm getting ready to play Jesus is on the main line. Okay? I'm getting ready to play Jesus on the main line. Y'all pray for me. Y'all pray for it. Pray for me. I don't know what key. I'm just going to play it. Okay? Pray for me. I need a little bit more volume. There you go. Right here? That's it? Okay. This is Jesus on the main line. Y'all sing with me. Come on, Brother Moore. You sing it. Is that the key? It's one of these keys. I'm hearing all of them, so you better be singing. Okay, fine. Now, what is my point? Here's my point. Y'all, musician, help me out. Play Jesus on the main line. Play Jesus on the main line. You clapping a little too hard, Stephanie. You ain't never done your pastor like that. Play Jesus on the main line. Woo! There we go. All right. That was good. Oh, you know, now you want to clap. Now you want to get all into it. But when I was sitting down there. Now, what is my point? What am I trying to make here? What am I trying to get you to understand? Okay, I said that it doesn't. I used the analogy and said that, you know, it doesn't work. Okay, now, I sat here and I'm saying that this doesn't work. It does work. You want to know why it didn't work for me? Because I didn't spend time in practice. You follow me? I didn't spend no time with this. I've not sat down, gave quality time. Now, I'm going to say this to my musicians. How long have you all been playing? Just throw a number out there. 40-some years. That's 40-some years of experience there. So this here is letting you know that it does work. If you spend time, okay? See, that's the difference. We say stuff that don't work, but I guarantee you we ain't spent no time. So don't tell me God ain't real. Don't tell me God is not here and active when you have not spent time with him. Stop running your mouth. People act like they just got to say something. Stop running your mouth. God is real. God works. His word works. You got to spend time. They spend time. The difference between me and them is time. I've not spent time. So that's why it didn't make sense. That's why y'all looking at me. That ain't Jesus on the main line. But when somebody who spent time know what key, they can tell you. Matter of fact, they don't even have to open up their mouth. All they got to do is play and it'll talk. Because I didn't see them do it.
They didn't make the instrument talk. He's like, somebody singing? That's spending time. This is what I'm trying to tell you. So don't say that the words have power. If you speak the words that God, see, God gave us the example in the beginning. He spoke the word. He's telling you, you have the same authority that I have. Speak his word. So I've learned that if you don't, here's one, let me back it up. Let me say this to you. One of the things that I learn when I get in trouble, you know my best prayers? It ain't alone when I can tell you that. It's God help me. Short and sweet. Because I ain't trying to go through a long prayer. My short prayer is God help me right now. See, I've learned that here's the thing. If you don't talk to your problems will talk to you. So you have to talk to your problems. Some of us are having sleepless nights because we are allowing our problems to talk to us. When you start talking to your problem, things begin to shift in your favor. You begin to sleep better, I'm going to tell you that. Because you got to open up your mouth and speak. This is why we tell you all, a lot of times, you shouldn't have to cheerlead people or prompt them. That's what they do on the basketball court. But when you're coming to the you shouldn't have to have somebody to say, okay, y'all, let's get started. No, we should already be started. We should already be fired up. We're in the season now where we have our cars warming up before we get in it. Why? Because we don't want it cold when we get in it. We want it already fired up. So when we get in it, we're ready to go. This is the same way we ought to be when we come into the house of prayer. We ought to be already fired up and ready to go. When does church start? It should start when we get up. I know we say 9:45, but that's just for some of us late folks. But for some of us early folks, it starts when we get up. I'm just telling y'all, 9:45 is for late people. But for the early folks, that time means nothing. See, listen to this. It's not a coincidence that God used a mountain to represent our problems. Mountains are big. Mountains seem permanent, like they're going to be there forever. So you may be facing a situation right now that looks like it's never going to change. I know it may look hopeless, but it's not. See, you have to understand this. You pray, you believe, you quote the scriptures. We should do all of that. That's great. But if you're going to see the problem resolved, you've got to start talking to it. When you speak from a heart of faith, something happens in the unseen realm that you're not seeing that is starting to take shape about your problem. See, we got to speak. See, the problem that society and this world has taught us is that if you act now, you can get it now. Y'all on so many of these home shopping networks, they said if you act now, we're throwing an extra so-and-so for you. But you got to act now. We need to understand that when you accept Christ as your Savior, you get the total package. You don't just get God, but you get Jesus. Not only do you get Jesus, but you get the Holy Spirit. You get all three together. It's not each soul separately. So we need to understand, if you act now, you can get them all. We need to understand this. Sometimes when we speak to stuff, it may not happen overnight. You may speak to your problem and it looks the same when you get up in the morning. But keep this in mind. Don't worry about it. In the unseen realm, things are changing in your favor. You got to have the kind of faith that believes that it's changing. Even though you see it the same. But trust me, on the inside, it's starting to work its way on the outside. See, what's happening in the spiritual realm is going to manifest itself in the physical. Let it be done here on earth as it is in heaven. Y'all remember when Jesus talked to that tree? When he spoke to it and he cursed it, right? Y'all remember it looked the same, right? And you thought, oh, it ain't dying. It ain't nothing happened to it. But when they came back that morning, when they saw that tree, y'all read it. What happened? That tree wasn't the same anymore. What I'm trying to tell you, that there is a process that is taking place. You need to endure the process. Listen to what else Jesus did. This is what Jesus did. Jesus spoke to bad weather. He spoke to water. Spoke to fevers, spoke to sickness, spoke to death, spoke to demons, spoke to all kind of stuff. Jesus spoke his word to the situation. He didn't just talk about it. He talked to it. When you get ready to fight somebody, they standing right here, you ain't going to be talking over here. You're going to be eye to eye with it. Jesus stood eye to eye with it. That's the problem. Y'all notice these young people nowadays, they don't like making eye contact. See, you got to look at your situation. You got to look at your problem. Stare it down. Let it know that you have the authority. The reason why we getting whipped is because we tucking tail and running. You got a problem? You can't find a preacher. You can't find a deacon. You can't find an elder. Then you need to pray for yourself. We got blessed all here. You got a mouth, right? Open it up and use it. If we can use our mouth for other stuff, surely you can open up your mouth and praise God. Surely you can speak to your situation. We need to understand that regardless of what it looks like, that something is happening on the inside that we're not seeing, but it is working for our good. See, here's the thing I want you to understand. I've learned that my problems respond to my voice. Let me tell you something. I had an infection for years. Couldn't shake it. But I believed God's word. Even though it kept coming. I said, Lord, I said, I know what your word is saying to me. But I know what I continue to feel and see. I said, Lord, I'm going to speak your words. And I made the devil a lie. I said, Lord, I believe your word. I believe your word. And I kept praying. I kept saying it. Kept speaking. In other words, I kept confronting the problem. You have to understand that there is a problem that's going on in your life. Don't tuck tail and run. Look at your problem. Talk to it. Square up with it. Square up with your problems. Let your problem know that you ain't running. Speak to it. Another key is to stop talking about your problems. The more you talk about your problems, the bigger you make it. When you talk about something, in other words, what you're doing is magnifying it. You don't need to magnify it. You magnify the Lord. That's who you magnify. You magnify the Lord. You don't magnify your problem. Because your problem is nothing to God. I'm not saying to deny or ignore. That's not what I'm saying. Jesus recognized the problem, but he spoke to the problem and went on about his business. In other words, Jesus knew, if I speak to this, I know my word is going to do what it's going to do, because it's not going to return to me void. That's the confidence that Jesus had. He knew that when he spoke his word, it went out there. And he knows that when it comes back, it's going to tell him everything that he said for it to do. That's the power of God's word. So we need to understand this. When Peter saw the fig tree had withered away, Jesus told them, he said, have faith in God. Or literally, have faith of God. Jesus has offered all of us this faith and to speak to our problems. In other words, this is what I want you all to do. Pay attention. If we want to start seeing the power of God manifest in our lives, then we have to start paying attention to what we say. Words have power more than any of us realize, but we often speak them as though they are meaningless. Because of that, most believers at one time or another have been hung by their own tongue. See, we talk a lot and pay no attention to what we are saying or consider the seriousness of our words. If we are honest with ourselves, we may find that some of the bad moves are directly linked to our conversation. So some of the stuff that you're dealing with is probably stuff that you said in your past that's meeting you in your present. And it's also waiting for you in your future. Because of the things you said in your past and the things you continuously to say in your present that is waiting on you in the present and in the future. So what I'm trying to get you to say is change what you're saying. When you change what you're saying, it begins to start changing what you're seeing. So if we are honest with ourselves, we speak a lot of stuff to ourselves. And you know how y'all have, you know how some people, you hear them, you know, they blame God, right? That's the, you heard that before. People always blame, they blame God for everything. This, that, and the other. And act like the devil ain't doing nothing. Some of our problems are linked to the choices that we make. The choice that Abraham made and his wife made years ago, we are facing that problem today. All you got to do is read the Bible. That choice that they made years ago by going outside of what God said do, it's affecting us to this day. That's a choice that we made. Choice Abraham made. The choices, the decisions that you make has a lasting effect. Look at the choice that Adam and Eve made. It's affecting us. Satan said, you won't surely die. Well, you ain't going to drop dead right there. I mean, but look what's happening. Haven't we all experienced some loved ones that's gone on? You follow what I'm saying? Okay, so the process took place. It happens. So I want to encourage you to take some time and think about the type of things you usually talk about, what kind of conversation you enjoy and participate in. In other words, if you're a negative person, then negative stuff going to come. Negative stuff going to happen. If you're a person that speaks positive, then positive things going to happen. Don't get jealous at this person because they're being blessed over here. Change what you're saying. You can be blessed too. All they're doing is changing what they're saying. They're saying that I am blessed. I am highly favored. You over here saying, it's going to happen to me. Watch what I tell you. Watch what I tell you. I know it's coming my way. I know. Did I tell you? They be ready to get on the phone and dial and say, see, remember that girl when I told you that that was going to happen to me? It did, just today. I ain't never talked that fast like that. But I had to make my point. My TV time is running out. Most people don't pay attention to what they're saying. They don't. They just talk because they feel the need to talk. I mean, if everybody's in the group and nobody's saying anything, they feel like, okay, then this is where I come in at. They start talking. They just running off at their mouth, and there's no conclusion. There's no conclusion in what they're saying. They're just talking. Start paying attention to everything you say. When you catch yourself saying something negative, ask yourself this question. Is this really what you want? Is it what you want? Because it's going to be what you get. I mean, it is. I mean, I can't say it no better than that. If you saying it, that's what you're going to get because you're speaking it. You're getting what you're asking for. So don't tell me that the word doesn't work. It's working because you're getting it. You want to get something better, start speaking better. Come on now. You follow what I'm saying? I mean, what do we expect? I mean, I can't go to Bank of America and I bank at Regions. I go to Bank of America and say I want to make a withdrawal. And I'm like, you know, it's like, okay, well, what's your account number? I don't have one, but I need to make a withdrawal. How many know that's a problem? I'd probably be in handcuffs. Because in other words, what I'm trying to get you to understand, I didn't make a deposit. So if I didn't make a deposit there, then I can't make a withdrawal. I need to go to the source. I need to go to the place where I've been making my deposit. My deposit is over here. And then, so therefore, if it's over here, then I'm drawing interest on it. Y'all follow what I'm saying? So when you start speaking things positive, you start drawing interest on it. Y'all understand what I'm saying? I know, like I said, you know, people can listen to this. You know what? Let me say this. You can listen to my messages all day long. And they can say, oh, man, that was good. That was good. That was good. Okay, but here's the thing. If you're not applying it, then it ain't good for you. It really means absolutely nothing for you to sit and listen. You know, some people say, hey, yeah, I go to your church. Y'all got good, y'all play good music there. I like to hear good singing. I'm like, are you kidding me? That's what you want to come to church for? Don't tell me that. That's the worst thing you can say. I just want to come. I like to hear good music. I like to hear good singing. This is not what this is all about. Your soul is at stake. There's a destination that we all are going towards. And it's permanent. There is no getting out. It's a life sentence. There is no possibility of parole. Y'all understand what I'm saying? Once you go there, you're there. There is no possibility of parole. You're not coming up for parole in 5 years. You are there. What you say to yourself as I get ready to close, what you say to yourself has a greater impact on you than anything anybody else says about you. Many people are overly critical of themselves. Some people say, I'm so clumsy. I can't do anything right. I'm so overweight. I'll never get back into shape. I'll never get anything good, you know, nothing. Okay, you keep speaking these things. They may not realize it, but what you're doing is cursing your future. Those words sink into your minds. Before long, they develop a defeated mentality, low self-esteem, diminished confidence. Worse, those negative words, mindsets can interfere with God's plans for your life. We shouldn't be interfering with what God has for us. At the age that my children are, I speak positive words to them. Positive. I say, yes, you can. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. You can do it. Stop saying you can't. Can comes before can't. So stop saying you can't. I speak positive words to them, letting them know that they can do it. But you got to put some effort in there. I can play if I spend some time. But guess what? I got to spend some time with somebody that know it. Y'all follow me? I got to spend some time with the person who knows it. If I'm not spending time with the person that know it, then therefore it's not going to work for me. So I'm trying to tell you, you need to spend time with God who knows the word of God, who is the word of God. So when you spend time with him, it works. This is why you can walk into places that stuff is already paid for. Stuff is given to you. I walked in stores and I walked in restaurants and I had people to say, you know, it's already paid for. I said, hold up now. Let's talk about this for a moment. What do you mean it's paid for? Person already took care of you before you got up here to the counter. I'm like, what? I'm like, man, blessings. It will follow you wherever you go. I don't care where you go. God's blessing will hit his target. You know, say, okay, I'm a up and move, Pastor. I'm a go down to Florida. It will hit you in Florida. Well, Pastor, I'm going to go to Iraq. It will hit you in Iraq. I'm going to go to Africa. It will hit you in Africa. Why? Because God does not miss his target. Speak blessings over your life. Speak it. Speak it. If you want to, let me say this. If you want to be married, speak it. Entertain it. When I was single, I entertained it. Hey, nobody else is in the house with me. Somebody can say I was crazy. I did. I entertained it. Y'all understand what I'm saying? It may say, oh, man, that's just going a little too far. No, I was believing it. And it's a reality to this day. See, what I was saying, I spoke it. Call me crazy if you want to, but I'm married. I mean, call me crazy if you want to. When you get done calling me crazy, it don't stop me from being married. Look at that. My wife is in the other room. Y'all want to talk to her? She over in the other room. Y'all better understand what I'm trying to tell you. You better speak to it. Talk to it. Say it. Believe it. Walk around like you got it. Amen. Did somebody say you don't? Don't let them tell you. Don't believe it. You better know how to use it. I'm telling you. Y'all better understand what I'm trying to. Hey, this is, I'm telling you, this is good preaching here. We recording this. This is some good stuff. This is it. This will be in the archives. I'm telling you. We're bringing this back up. I mean, this is some good stuff here. Because you can't let people come. People, I'm going to tell you, when you are walking with your head up high, people will love to say, oh, I'm going to see how I can knock their head down. Y'all understand what I'm saying? People are looking at you as a target. People are looking at you as a target. And I'm going to tell you, one time I did have my head down. And I thank God for Christians, true people of God. I'm talking about true people of God. When you out there in the world, I had my head down because I was just defeated. And I'm going to tell you, this Christian, she saw me. She came, and this was, I'm going to tell you, this was God. This was all done by God. She came out of that building, and she said, come here. And I was like, what? Went over, and she pulled me into that room. She said, this is not you. What is going on with you? She said, I've never seen you walk with your head down. You look like you defeated. I've never seen you like this. This lady began to build me back up. Y'all follow what I'm saying? We were at an event, and she was at this other, we weren't working for the same company, but she recognized a Christian that was in need, that needed to be ministered to. She pulled me over into that room, and she built me back up. She said, I'm going to pray for you right now, because she said, that is not you. She said, I've never seen you walk with your head down like that. She said, you are under attack, and I need to rebuke it. Y'all follow me? That is a child of God that recognized another Christian in need. And man, if we have more people like that, that saw one another that is in need, that come to our rescue, it ain't always got to be about money. But it's about being an encourager. Somebody who can say a kind word to you at the right time. That woman picked my spirits back up, and I wasn't the same. I walked in there with my head down, but I left out of there shouting. Because she had put a joke into me that I needed in my spirit. So I'm trying to tell you, when people begin to put you down, you got to find scriptures in yourself. The words you speak becomes the house you live in. Y'all don't believe that? Say negative stuff. That's going to be the house you live in. Speak positive words. That's going to be the house you live in. Speak to your situation. Speak to it. Talk to it. I'm telling you, you would defeat it. You shouldn't be letting a demon run you out of your house. Are you kidding me? You got to be kidding me. No, you ain't staying up in here. Hearing folks letting demons run them out of here. I heard something in there. I heard it. It's coming out. I'm going to tell you, whatever's in, it's coming out. I heard a noise down in the basement. I said, hold on for a minute. I said, y'all, stay right up in here. I went down and I'm looking. I seen anything eyes blinking at me, it would have been over. Because I'm not going to interview. It's just going to be over. Y'all need to understand something. Demons come, you need to get them out. If they keep coming back, then there's something in your house that's attracting it. I'm telling you, that's the only way. The only way, I'm just saying, if it's constantly coming back, then there's something in your house that's bringing it back. They said if you feed a stray dog, it'll what? It'll keep coming? That's because that dog know where he's being fed. I guarantee you stop setting food out, he'll stop coming around. So I'm saying is you're feeding that spirit something. See, the Holy Spirit lives with me. It's in our house. We play spiritual music. We have Bible study. We have prayer service. We have all of this stuff. What I'm trying to get you to understand is what you're building. All right. The words you speak. Listen to this. Everything we see was created by words. Any of you all had a house built? Any of you all bought a house? It was created by words first. What did you say? I'm having a house built. You spoke those words. Those words went out. You acted on those words. That words got you a house built. You see what I'm saying? You said you're going to get a house. You went out and you got your house. You said you're going to get a car. You spoke those words. You went out and you got your car. What I'm trying to tell you that everything we see was created by words, and it is the very word of God that holds the universe together because it was created by his word. In the beginning was the word of God, and the word was with God, and the word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, through him, and without him there was nothing made. I may feel pain in my body. How can I go around saying that Christ has redeemed me from this sickness? How can I say that by his stripes I'm healed? Well, God's way is to call those things that are not as though they are. And because you are made in God's image, you can also call those things that are not as though they are. When God changed Abraham's name, y'all know what? God was making him call those things as though they are. I'm telling you. God will make you say what he's going to make you be. Father of many nations changed his name. His name meant Father of many nations. Every time they said his name, they was calling him Father of many nations. God wants you to speak what he is declaring over your life. God is saying you're a winner. He's trying to, you speak that. You say that. How many times I tell y'all I'm getting ready to close? Have I reached my third one? Because y'all know we don't get ready to close until we close our Bible. And we sit down. Amen. Amen.